92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
This is what we call hoopla. This is what we are talking about. Hoop City. It's Memphis. And it's a win for Memphis today at FedEx Forum. Final score, Memphis Tigers 79, the UCF Golden Knights 55. So Memphis advances. We're going to talk about that to start off the show. We will get Gary Parish on live from New York City. But it's Brad Carson sitting in with Bennett Doyle, and it's Friday. Let's party. No rain this weekend. Happy to be sitting in studio here later this hour. As I said to you earlier here, we're going to have Gary Parish joining his show live, and then Dan Wolken will join us. Dan Wolken, the national columnist for USA Today, the former Memphis Tigers beat writer. We'll ask Dan what he thinks of the Tigers' win today over UCF. And also talk about his Zion Williamson column. He had a report for USA Today. He filed it last night after Duke beat Syracuse, and no shoe explosions during the Duke game last night. It was quite an eventful night watching Zion destroy Syracuse, so we'll talk about that, although it was a close score. Zion had a hell of a game. At 5 o'clock, after we get Dan Wolken on, we'll have the one and only Jeff Calkins, the award-winning columnist from the Daily Memphian, and of course the host of the Jeff Calkins Show here on 92.9. He will join us, as he does each and every weekday at 5 o'clock, and we'll ask him about the game that he witnessed in person down at FedEx Forum. He's filing his column now. He will report on the game at 5 o'clock. Later, we'll do dinner to go. We'll talk to Bennett Doyle, and we'll get out of here, and we'll party because it's the weekend, and it's not supposed to rain, as I said. So Memphis is where we start, Bennett, in a terrific win. Let's fire up the fight song music. I put it there on the screen for you. We might as well play it and celebrate because we got another game. Go Tigers! And, you know, the amazing thing about this game was, you know, it's a Friday afternoon game, and yet there was probably 8,000 or 9,000 people in the building, is from what John Martin tells me. It was a pretty, solid lower bowl, looked good on television. And so it's just a great day because it's not raining, and then you go down to FedEx Forum, you see the Tigers beat a really good UCF team who's going to be in the tournament. That's a 23-8 UCF team. They're in the 30s as far as the RPI and most of the ratings are concerned. So you beat a quality opponent. But the challenge is now it brings us to tomorrow. But the atmosphere is going to be great, don't you think? I mean, tomorrow's going to be great.
It'll be double the crowd that was there today. It's going to be I would think that just based on walk-ups alone, you're going to be close to a sellout just because, I mean,
it should.
Listen, we haven't been this excited in a long time in March. So it's kind of fun. I think they're going to have a big crowd tomorrow. And the good thing about the game today is your leading scorer is Isaiah Maurice coming off the bench, who's been playing a lot better as of late. And I think that the exciting thing going into tomorrow, we saw Houston today. They are pretty good. They blew out UConn, and it's going to be a tough task. But I will venture to say that you are not going to have over this two game. Let's say they win tomorrow or in advance. I promise you, you're not going to have another Jeremiah Martin 13-point performance.
No.
So that's good. Like, the fact that you blew out this team and Jeremiah Martin didn't even have a Jeremiah Martin game, that really sets up something nice for tomorrow, I think.
Well, and if you're tuning in now, of course, Memphis did win 79-55. So thank you for turning us on. We appreciate it because I'm sure you were either on your computer, maybe watching on the ESPN app or on ESPN television as those guys called the game. The final score, 79-55. That's the quarterfinal victory. So that sends them to the semifinals against Houston. I don't want to dwell too much on Houston because, quite frankly, this is a hard test. Even if it's at FedEx Forum, you won't be favored in this game. You weren't favored today, actually. Memphis was a 3-point underdog today. So that number will, I would imagine you're looking at 8, 9, 10-point underdog against Houston. They hammered UConn today, 84-45. And they had, I'm looking at some of the stat lines here, four scorers in double figures and really cruised in that second half. And it was actually a pretty close first half. So, you've got a tough test. But, this is all we wanted was the win to get to the Houston game. That was point one, and we've accomplished our goal in that.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I'll say about Houston is you've only played them once this year. It was on the road at Houston, and Memphis actually played them a lot better than most of the teams in the AAC have this year. They kept it close. It was
It's a good game. It was pretty even
in the second half of that game against Houston earlier in the year. Memphis looks completely different than they did. That was early when they were starting Tyler Harris. The team looks completely different than it did earlier in the year when they played Houston. That was one of their first conference.
That's a really
games.
Important point. I think it's a more dynamic team. I think we know who the lead dog is on this team, and I think that's important because, like you said, Jeremiah Martin is the leader on this team, and he didn't have his best game today. And what we've discovered since even the game that I saw in person at FedEx Forum, which was the Tennessee game, you had a full house for Tennessee. Tennessee at that point had a lot of confidence, even coming into a sold out FedEx Forum. And Memphis lost that game by 10. I thought they were competitive in that game. If they can turn in just something closer to what they did today and then have an explosive performance from Jeremiah Martin, I think it's going to be a close game tomorrow. But kind of breaking down the game today, Isaiah Maurice with 21 points. He was 8 of 11, 3 of 6 from 3-point. So Isaiah Maurice with a breakout game, probably his best game of his career. Jeremiah Martin, a good game, but a poor night shooting. 1 of 6 this afternoon at FedEx Forum. He had 13 points. But the other star for Memphis was Kevon Davenport, which has been somebody that Penny's been putting a lot of stress on because he's had his ups and downs. And we had the whole thing where Penny was, I don't think he was throwing him under the bus. He was just keeping it real, which was Davenport has a tendency to sort of check out a little bit, even though he has these great physical skills. And today, 16 points and 11 rebounds. He looked terrific. I mean, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, he looked awesome. And you're going to need him tomorrow. I mean, again, if he's playing at the level that we know he can play at and that we saw him play against Tennessee earlier this year at FedEx Forum, like, they're going to have a shot to win tomorrow.
If you get this effort plus Jeremiah Martin at his best, like you saw at UCF in that second half, not the first half, you can beat Houston tomorrow, especially with the crowd. I can see a scenario where you beat Houston. And then, honestly, I know today's column from Jeff Calkins, who we're going to talk to at 5 o'clock, pointed out that today was the biggest game of the year, and now it becomes the next game is the biggest game of the year. My opinion is if you get past Houston, there's so much momentum with a possible Sunday game that you can get that done. I mean, tomorrow's game is harder than Sunday's game, I think. And maybe that's overconfidence. And I think that's what happens with these teams. It's obvious to say, but you got teams like today. LSU got knocked off by Florida. Now, granted, LSU's got a lot of stuff going on, and they got a backup coach coming off the bench. The assistant coach is leading them, so they lose to Florida. But you get my drift. Like, you're confident. You're a 1 seed. You're a 2 seed. You're a 3 seed. You're set up for a bit of a letdown, especially if you're playing on the road in an environment like Memphis, and you're already going to be going to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, if you find a way to pull out a win tomorrow against the 1 seed Houston, you're probably going to be playing more than likely Cincinnati in the championship game, and we saw what they've done against they should have beaten Cincinnati in Memphis earlier this year, and they played them both times pretty close, so you feel way better against your chances against Cincinnati than you would against Houston.
Oh, so I think we can beat Cincinnati, and I think that's what that game on the road showed. You know, I think everybody and the whole city, after watching the Cincinnati game, the only thing that sucked about losing the Cincinnati game was that was your shot at maybe, an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. Now, I've heard a lot of this on the station today, and I've been listening to Gary, so I'm going to stick with Gary on this one. There's been this sort of in the background, well, if they do win tomorrow and they don't win Sunday, they're in. Have you kind of felt that? Like, I know Jason and John haven't said that, but there's sort of this, we're feeling good, we're not going to the NCAA tournament if we just win and then we lose on Sunday.
No, I mean, they know that. Like, you have to win this tournament to get in. Just because there's been a lot of upsets in these conference tournaments and there's just too many teams that have better resumes than you to get an at-large bid. There's just no chance of that. You got to win this tournament to get in.
Memphis today shot 29.6% from 3 points, so not bad, but not good. 45% total shooting, so pretty good there. The defense was probably the story of the game with Kevon Davenport just playing fantastic, a double-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds for Davenport. So Davenport and Maurice, just a terrific performance today. And so very exciting to see Memphis win, and it's going to be rocking tomorrow. They play at FedEx Forum. Game going to be broadcast on ESPN2. That's an 11 o'clock tip. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the phones. If you want to, you can call us in and at 535-3776. Are we going to get Gary on? You want to get Gary on? Yeah. Gary's going to come on with us here in a second. I don't know if Gary's on set still or not, Bennett, so not to give inside baseball here, but we're going to have Gary on in a second. But if you want to call in, you can call in at 535-3776. This is sort of the de facto post-game show because I know a lot of people are celebrating. A lot of people are liquidated, having a good time downtown. Maybe you're in the car. I hope you're not drinking and driving, but having a good time. If you want to call in now before we get Gary on from CBS Sports in New York, you can call and tell us your thoughts. Maybe you were at the game. I did text John Martin. I asked him, I said, what was the atmosphere like? Because on TV, it looked just bumping. I mean, sometimes TV is deceiving, though, because it looks like 16,000 or 17,000 people are on television. John says, you know, probably 8,000, 9,000 people at the most. You know, that lower bowl was full. But the new challenge is going to be Houston. Today, Houston held UConn star senior Jalen Adams, had 15 points. He had a double-double, but that was it for UConn. A pretty decent first half for UConn. And then Houston just clobbered UConn. Final score for the Houston game, the team they're going to play, the Houston team they'll play, they beat UConn 84-45. I actually, early on in the UConn game, we're all hoping that UConn could somehow beat that Houston team. But no, it's going to be Houston and Memphis tomorrow. If you want to call in, though, 535-3776, and then we'll get Gary on here in a second. Houston, by the way, four dudes in double figures today, their game against UConn. Davis with 22. Robinson had 16. They had Armani Brooks had, he averages 13 points a game. He had 11 for the Houston Cougars at FedEx Forum. Gary going to join us here in a second, live from New York City. Again, final score of the Memphis Tigers game was Memphis 79, UCF 55. And let's go to the phones now. We've got Bennett in studio. And right now we'll get Chad in Arlington first, and then we'll go to Gary Parrish. How's that? Chad, go ahead, and then we'll get Gary on.
Man, what's going on?
What's happening, Chad? Did you go to the game? Did you watch it in Arlington? What'd you think?
No, I did. I actually took my son, and we were there. It was a good game, fun game.
I mean, what was it, 8,000, 9,000 folks there today for the game?
The bowl was full, and up at top, it was a little light, but it was good atmosphere.
Are you going tomorrow, then, to the Houston game?
Man, if you hook me up, I am.
They took all our tickets. So where are our prospects tomorrow? I know it was kind of a so-so game for Jeremiah Martin, but, you know, Davenport and Isaiah Maurice looked terrific today, didn't you think?
They did. They did. It was fun to watch them.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, and congrats to the Tigers, man. A great win today. So thanks for calling in.
Appreciate you
calling into the show
it.
And listening. Yeah. And we got several people who are starting to listen now as they get out of the forum, turning this on after watching on TV or at work. Again, final score, Memphis 79, UCF 55. And we've got him now. It's Gary Parrish live from New York City jumping on with us. He's in the TV studio and made some time for us. Gary, a nice win for Memphis today, and as you said, it's one game at a time, but now the hard one is tomorrow.
Well, the hardest one is tomorrow. I mean, this one, in theory, was supposed to be difficult. They opened as two-point underdogs, and then I think the number got bought up to around three,
yep,
3.5, and so that's a really impressive performance to hold UCF to such a low point total for the second straight time inside FedEx Forum. You know, that's a UCF team that safely in the NCAA tournament, and now Memphis is 2-1 against them this season. Both wins coming inside FedEx Forum, but both wins coming back in a convincing manner. So, you know, this week started with Memphis needing four wins to get an auto bid. They've cut that in half. Now
yep,
they just need two, and one of them, of course, is going to have to be against a top 15 team. But I, you know, like I've said all along, I won't predict it, but it is realistic, and it won't be the most shocking thing in the world if it happens.
I know we've only got about 10 minutes with you because you're on set, but I want to get to Jeremiah Martin, who passed Chris Douglas Roberts on the all-time scoring list. The thing about this is a lot of people point out that Jeremiah is a four-year player, but essentially his first year he only scored 79 points. You know, it's a huge accomplishment, and yet, you know, today Jeremiah really wasn't a big part of the win, which was a surprise, I think, to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have told me, you know, 2 minutes before tip-off, Jeremiah Martin is going to go one of six
yeah,
from the field. How's Memphis going to do? And I'm going to say, well, that's probably the end of this, right?
Yeah.
Because he has carried them in so many ways throughout this conference schedule. You know, there was a point where, well, I mean, the whole month of February, he averaged more than 30 points per game. And
yeah,
so if you told me he's just going to make one field goal, I would have thought that Memphis was in big, big trouble. Instead, his teammates, you know, go 25 of 51 from the field. So Jeremiah Martin's teammates, which haven't been consistent or great most of this season, shoot about 50% from the field, and they carry Memphis
right,
to a 24-point win over UCF. This wasn't Jeremiah Martin carrying anybody, and so that's a great sign. When you didn't need Jeremiah to be great for you to beat a team that was recently ranked in the top 25 and a team that is safely in the NCAA tournament field, I promise you Penny Hardaway is thrilled with that because he's not worried about Jeremiah Martin. He's just excited that some of Jeremiah Martin's teammates stepped up and really put a great performance together.
Something Bennett and I were talking about, and this is related to the Florida game. You have a team like LSU. Granted, LSU is going through their own problems. They have an assistant coach helping them out. They lose today in the final seconds. In fact, in the final second to Florida, 76-73 on a three-pointer from Florida. They don't answer. They lose the game. I bring that up to talk a little bit about UCF because, you know, that's a team that was favored against Memphis. Like you said, 3 points going into this game. You have a confident Houston team tomorrow. Presumably will be favored, you know, maybe by as much as 8 or 9, maybe double digits. I don't know what that is. My question is there a chance for a Memphis to slip in with teams like this, you know, like Florida did today against LSU, because you're already in the tournament?
You're asking if Memphis can get an at-large bid?
No, I'm asking you, is there a letdown factor with a team like UCF? You know, you're already in, so, you know, the Memphis motivation isn't really there.
Undeniably, Memphis had more to play for this afternoon than UCF had to play for this afternoon because with a loss, Memphis has no chance at the NCAA tournament. UCF with a loss is still in the NCAA tournament. And so, I suppose that could play a factor. If I were coaching UCF, I would hate to think that that's our reality, that our players didn't show up because they weren't motivated by the moment, because I think trying to beat a team on its home court that already beat you by 20 on that same court, when you are at the very least playing for seeding, that should be motivation enough. You know, what happened today might be the difference between UCF being in the main bracket and UCF being in the first four. I don't think so. I think UCF still in the main bracket, but, you know, getting smashed by 24 points by a non-NCAA tournament team, leaving that as your last impression with the selection committee is not a good thing.
Right.
But so who knows? But let's just pretend for the sake of the conversation that that is what happened. Well, then, you know, it's the same scenario tomorrow.
Yep.
Houston safely in the NCAA tournament as probably a top three seed, you know, no matter what happens inside FedEx Forum tomorrow. Memphis is playing for its NCAA tournament live. So if that can work in Memphis' favor, we're doing check boxes on each side, and you can check Memphis' advantage as it relates to this topic, then I guess that's a good thing.
Two more items before we let you go, and we're talking to Gary Parrish live on.
I got a little more time.
Oh,
I'm not that rushed.
Okay. Houston, the game before this one, I mean, just clobbered UConn, and it was kind of striking to me because I remember talking to you about, you know, Hurley's team, and he's the new coach at UConn, and Danny Hurley, with a pretty rough year here, obviously much like Penny with a roster that wasn't filled with, you know, top 150 prospects or top 50 guys. But did Penny do a better job this year than Hurley did at UConn?
I think you could reasonably say yes. And some of it would be just tied to computer numbers. You know, Memphis famously started 107th in KenPom, and at this moment is all the way up to 62.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas UConn started 101st, and at this moment is 107. So UConn went backwards. Memphis went up. But, you know, UConn also had to endure some injuries to key players. Altreed Gilbert, for instance, didn't even make the trip to Memphis for the American Athletic Conference tournament. So, ultimately, I'll say the same thing I said, you know, the day after Dan and, you know, in the same month that Dan and Penny were hired at UConn in Memphis. I think UConn hired the right coach, and he's going to do great things there. And I think Memphis hired the right coach, and he's going to do great things there. Penny off to a better start than Dan, but I don't think that's indicative of anything more than, you know, he had key players miss
big chunks of time, and that's just hard to recover from.
So Memphis gets Houston tomorrow. It's 11 o'clock at FedEx Forum, and that's the game I kind of want to point to here with you, Gary. You know, I didn't get a chance to watch Houston a lot this year. I know they're awesome. Like you said, likely a top three seed in one of the regions in the NCAA tournament. You know, they had four guys today in double figures. It looks like it's a pretty balanced team.
They're great. You know, they don't have a star, but they're just rock solid in every way you can be rock solid. Top 20 in offensive efficiency, top 15 in defensive efficiency. So they're good on both sides of the ball. You know, right in that range of the kind of good you got to be on both sides of the court to compete for a national championship. They're number one in defensive effective field goal percentage in the entire country. You know, they hold opponents shooting 27% from beyond the arc. That ranks third nationally. Opponents are only shooting 43% against them inside the arc. That ranks seventh nationally. So, I mean, when you're in the top seven of defensive three-point field goal percentage mm-hmm. and defensive two-point field goal percentage, you're really making it difficult on that other team. As I'm looking at projections right now, you know, according to Sagar, and it should be around 4, 5, 6, KenPom has the game listed as a neutral court game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes Memphis 9 points less than Houston. But when you add in for neutral court, it's going to be about a 5 or 6 point spread,
yeah.
Which is when I first started talking about this stuff, you know, what I said. I had texted Kim Pomeroy several weeks ago and asked him to put a projected score on Memphis-Houston inside FedEx Forum. And I think what he told me was 78-72.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Houston by 6. And, I just based everything else on that. And, like, unless you want to argue being a 5 or 6 point underdog is being a significant underdog,
mm-hmm.
The only point I made was they're not going to be a significant underdog to anybody inside FedEx Forum. And it looks like that is going to be the case. So Houston's favored. Houston's better. Houston's been better all season long. But you don't have to play them in a 7-game series. You don't have to play them on a neutral court. You don't have to play them on the road. All you got to do is beat them inside FedEx Forum. And Memphis, I think, is capable of doing that. It's not a likely scenario. You know, like if you gave me $20,000 and said, I got to bet it, Memphis wins or Memphis doesn't.
Yeah.
I would say Memphis doesn't, but they've got a chance. And you know, I've talked about it for several weeks now. You know, so much of the great basketball moments we've had in our city in recent years revolve around, you know, just the anticipation of a big game, of a meaningful game that's taking place inside FedEx Forum, regardless of what it leads to. Like, I think we all knew in most of those times in that 7-year span where the Grizzlies were hosting playoff games that it wasn't going to amount to much, but it was still fun to go down there and just experience the moment
mm-hmm.
and you know, and hope for the best. And sometimes you got the best, even if most times you didn't. And tomorrow is another one of those moments. You know, there's going to be a game that tips off between Memphis and a top 15 team in the country. It's going to be on national television. And if Memphis wins it somehow, some way, Memphis will spend Sunday playing an inferior team to the one they just beat with an opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament. Playing a team, presumably, if it's Cincinnati, playing a team that has already led by double digits in the second half of the game in that building earlier this season. That's all great stuff. And so I'm going to be in here in New York working through the weekend. But, you know, there's a part of me that would love to be in that building
because that
building hasn't had enough of these moments lately, which is why there's been multiple coaching changes lately. But tomorrow is going to provide one of those moments. I can't promise you how the game will go, but I can promise you the buzz leading up to the game, that walk into FedEx Forum, is going to be something that feels the way Memphis basketball ought to feel.
Gary, I know you are busy. You're on set, and we will have drinks for you tomorrow on Beale Street, I guess, because you're going to be working. But it is going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I hope everybody, you know, I don't tell people what to do with the money.
Right.
I know this stuff can be expensive, but it's been a long time since the Tigers have played big, meaningful games inside FedEx Forum consistently and you got one today and it went well. Now you got another one tomorrow because the one today went well. And so it should be fun. I would assume that if you get up and head down there, you won't have anything other than a good time that makes you remember what Tiger basketball is supposed to look like, what Tiger basketball is supposed to feel like.
Awesome. Gary, thank you for the time. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Hi, brother.
All right, that is Gary Parrish here from the Gary Parrish Show, live from New York City on the set of CBS Sports Network. Gary doing a terrific job on TV. Watched him last night. They've got Mountain West games.